The following is an unrehearsed interview with Francis Beverly, who is the retired director of Owen County Public Library. The tape is being made for the Kentucky Oral History Commission and the Department for Libraries and Archives as part of the project, The Bookmobiles, an Historical Perspective. The interview is conducted by Gene Wiggins at Owen County Public Library in Owenton, Kentucky at 1 p.m. October 9, 1985. Mrs. Beverly, you've seen a lot of action take place in libraries in Kentucky over a long period of time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your relationship to Owenton.
Well, I was born and raised in Owenton, and then I married and left Owenton and was gone 30 years, lived in Louisville at that time. And I came back here after the death of my husband in then I had a call soon from people here in Owenton to ask if I would become the librarian. They had a semi-library at the time, but no real librarian or a person who was getting paid for what they were doing. So I had never worked in my life, but I decided I would try it and have enjoyed thoroughly, every minute of it.
How many years were you the director of the library?
I had been 31 years director of the library in Owenton and the only librarian all alone for a good many of those years. But after we opened our new library, I have had a helper. Up until then, I'd had, help off and on in the summer in different times. My niece, Susan Curtis, had helped me at one time for a year maybe or more. And I've just been there a good many, many times by myself, but we have had a lot of workshops and a lot of that helped me in learning how to conduct a library.
Can you give me the dates during which you were director of the library? You came there in what year?
53.
And you retired?
In 84.
Tell me a little bit about your library training.
Well, of course, the library offered workshops, and I attended every one of them that they had. And also they had KLA meetings, and that way you got to know other librarians, which I feel meant a great deal to me. Now we had two meetings a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. And I have, all the years I'd been there, I only missed one meeting. And when I first went to the first one in Louisville, I joined everything there was to join, because I felt if I was in the library, I had to know what was going on and know the people. So I haven't regretted it.
So your training has been on the job, right?
That's true, it has been. And meeting with other people at different libraries for training, and that way I feel that it's been a whole lot of help.
Tell me a little bit about the history of the Owen County Public Library.
Owen County had always been interested in books and in having a library. The Woman's Club was the backbone of the library, and all the people who were trying to organize it were members of book clubs, and they, of course, gave all their books when they were finished to help build a library. And a lot of these people would help with the, before they had a librarian, they would help with keeping things open, well, maybe several days a week. But at any time, if they had something else more important, the library would not be open. So, of course, if you're not paid for doing a thing, you're not going to be there. And that's what they wanted, somebody permanently. So I have been there now for, had been there for 31 years, and very few times have I missed being there, except when I was hurt, and I was out about 5 months at that time.
You now have a very attractive, efficient library building, but that was not always the case, right?
That's true. We made 4 moves while I were in the library, and anybody who's experienced it knows that wasn't easy. But we were first up over a Kroger store down in the town, and then from there we moved up over the first Farmers Bank at one time. It's now, I think, a shop, a craft shop of some kind. And we were up there quite a while, and they decided to build a city hall. So when they finished that, we were offered a room upstairs in the city hall. Well, they had the big room in the back, and that was for anybody who had parties they wanted to give or just wanted to use in any way. So we just had very little room. Well, they found that that wasn't going to work out very well because it cost them quite a little to have it cleaned up at different times, and they offered it to us if we liked it. So we were thrilled with that. Well, we thought we could keep open while this was going on, but we soon found we could not, because they had to tear down walls and build doors and different things, and we had to have all kinds of shelves built and bookcases for the library and just anything that you need in a library. So we were closed at that time for a while. And then we worked hard to try to pass a tax, but that tax didn't work. We were defeated by about 80 votes. So we didn't let it keep us from trying. We then decided to try and get enough money ahead to build a new library. Well, it was the house where we are located now burned, so we bought the old, what was left for the lot that it was on. And we got that paid for, and then we tried passing another tax, and we worked hard, and this tax did go through. So right away we started building a new library, and we've been in this library now for 12 years, and everyone who comes in tells us how beautiful it's been kept and how what a pretty place it is, and just so many came to look at it when they were building their library to see how we got it done as we did. And we've enjoyed all of it and have all kinds of meetings there. We have one room built for our meeting room, and that's been wonderful help for most people. We do not have parties in there, but we do have organizations that meet there.
All right, let's zero in now to the bookmobile service in Owen County. Tell me how it developed.
Well, I think we never dreamed of having anything but a big bookmobile when I had first been in the library a very short while. They decided to have a book workshop over at Berea College. They called me and wanted to know if I could attend. And at that time, they didn't ask for the bookmobile librarian. So she did not go with it, me. But I went for that, and Mrs. Gray, who was very, very interested, was there and put on the workshop with a girl from Vassar who showed all the mechanisms of how a bookmobile was operated. We had quite a crowd there, and everybody enjoyed the workshop. And since then, we've had a bookmobile always. As soon as they begun to think about it, there were several who were interested through the state, and Mr. Shaster was one. And then we were notified that we had 86 bookmobiles through the different counties in the library, and they were going to present them to the different libraries at the state fair in 61. So we went to the state fair. It was a good hot day. I shall never forget it. And we had a crowd of us who went, and we sat and we sat and we sat. We never did get out for lunch or anything of the kind. We just stayed there all day. And finally, they came with the bookmobiles, and we were one who was presented one from Philip Morris, and we drove that old bookmobile for a long, long while. We had our bookmobile driver already picked out at that time, and
was that your first bookmobile?
That was our first one. And we had that for quite a number of years. Must have been a pretty good one, and we were fortunate to have a good driver. Because after that, we have had several drivers, and I think in all, 5. And we have had 2 bookmobiles since that time. And our bookmobile driver now has been with us 21 years. And lucky for her, she's never had a real accident of any kind, and I think that's very good, because I know a lot of them have had. And we've had this bookmobile for 8 years that we're driving today, and it's been a good one.
Tell me about the people who are served by the bookmobile and the significance you feel has been made on the county by that service.
The people who we first begun calling on were the schools all through the county. At that time, we did not have one consolidated school. They were in different locations. And of course, that helped to get books all through the county. And then we had different places where the bookmobile stopped, such as stores. There were many more stores at that time out in the county, small stores. And we stopped at churches, at post offices, at groceries, as I said. And so many different places, it's hard to remember. Because I have never driven a bookmobile. I have been on one at several times. We've had books given us, and we've gone and collected those. And then we've gone to schools where we had programs and enjoyed that, and I've gone on the bookmobile with them at that time.
When I was touring your library this morning, I saw a memento of pre-bookmobile days. Could you tell me about a little green box I saw there?
Well, very few people remember those days, because the librarians today are a newer bunch of people than at that time. And that was when I first went into the library. We had to go to Frankfurt and select our books, and then we had a lot of times brought them home, but often they were shipped out in those green boxes, and we could keep those for a certain number of weeks. Then we would have to send them back and get others. And how I happened to have one of the boxes, I don't really know, but I did keep it, and it's become a nice thing, because so many have enjoyed looking at it, and I think there must be very few through the state of Kentucky, and I intend to keep it always.
it's the first one I had seen. I had read about them, but I had not seen that. And that was the way you got books before you had the bookmobile.
That was one way of getting our books. And then we had an awful lot of books given us through the Woman's Club, because most of the people who belonged to the Woman's Club belonged to book clubs. So they had many books, and they donated those, and that's how we started. Then there was an older library in Indiana that closed, and we went there, and I couldn't tell you how many books they gave us. And I think some of those books are still in the library. Of course, there were a lot of them outdated, but some you could still use, and so there are a few still left there in the library. And we used to go to Frankfurt and select books, and then we'd have to go to Louisville and buy books. And one of my board members would always take me to Louisville, and we'd go around and look and buy these books from wholesale places. And then one of the men who worked at the state, Grover Page, used to come out always, because he was quite interested in bookmobiles. So he took me any number of times, and his wife went with us at times. And I always enjoyed Mr. Page, because he stayed with us down home when he'd be in Orenton, and we knew him quite well.
Have you kept a special collection of books for the bookmobile, or do they come from your general collection?
We do not keep a special collection. The bookmobile has always been able to use what any book that they want. They come into the library, the bookmobile driver does, comes into the library and selects what she needs, and often exchanges what she has, and then just takes them out for the people to read, and distributes them through the county.
You have spent more than 80 years in the state of Kentucky, right?
That's right, always.
What changes have you seen take place in libraries, maybe even before you were a librarian and today?
Well, before I was a librarian, I was living in Louisville. And my children, of course, made use of the library. And that was out in Crescent Hill. And they were very interested in going there, but I never had that same feeling. I always took them and helped select things, but I can remember that we worked harder to show people where this was and that was than we were helped with in Louisville.
And now you see a much more active
program. Oh my, yes, indeed. Inside, right? I see much more, although all the time that I was in the library, I tried to help improve the program. And we did. Being one by myself, most of the time it was very hard to give too many programs. You know, you can't do but one thing and do it right. So we did have movies for the children, and I have known as many as 100 to be with us, and we'd have to go across the street to the bank, downstairs that was, to show the movies and have what recreation we had. But we got along somehow, and we had quite a few good programs, and I'm sure I've had a lot of letters. I don't know whether I still have them or not, from children and from teachers and from different organizations that have used the bookmobile to tell us how much they appreciated it and how much joy the children had from it.
Have you received a great deal of support from your library board for the bookmobile as well as the main library?
Yes, we always have received support. Our library boards, no matter who we've had, have been very, very interested people and have always been cooperative in anything we wanted to do. They always wanted to see me go to all workshops, always helped to get someone to take care of the library while I was away, always went to any KLA meetings, which I belonged to, and all the years I worked with them, I only missed one that I can remember of from being ill at the time. And that was a spring meeting. And then we had a good county board at the courthouse. And they always came through. I can remember Bob Ford particularly, who was a judge, who was the county attorney at that time. And he, no matter when I asked him for a contribution, he always had it for us. It couldn't be too awful much sometimes, less than 1,000 and sometimes 1,000, but it was really a big, big help.
Do you find that the bookmobile has served equally the adult population and children, or has there been more use by one group than the other?
I can't say that there has been more use by one group than another. You think it would be maybe more children, but when it comes up, maybe there's more adults. So I'd say it would be evened up, because I think that the adult who comes with a child to get his book or hers always finds something that they want for themselves. And that helps both ways.
What means of publicity have you used over the years to encourage people to use the bookmobile or the main library?
Well, we have had different programs in the summer for the children and given prizes for those who read so many books or certain kinds of books. And then we have had dress-up parties to display certain books. And we have had billboards, I reckon you'd call it, or I can't think what I want to say exactly in there. But anyhow, they have made scrap books maybe and shown and gotten credit for that. So, and we used to have all kinds of, well, every week we had storytelling for the children.
With the changes that have taken place over the year in communication, do you see that changes in bookmobile service have changed, or do you see a need for change in the future? The type of service given by bookmobiles?
Oh, I'm sure there's been change. Even from the beginning, there's been a change, because a lot of the smaller places in the county have closed down, and especially the schools. So that has caused the bookmobile to try harder to find other places that they can leave books and make the children more conscious of it, as well as adults. And we have had the bookmobile at the fair in the summer, which is a good, I think, very good, and I think they should have it again, but I've asked them, but we haven't had it the second time. But it was really a nice program. And of course, things have changed all over. The whole way you can look back and see. And I know today there are much, many more programs for children than can be given in a smaller place. You have to have help with something like that. And they do have a good helper right now with children, but one person can't do too many things.
Do you feel the future will change the use of bookmobiles?
I don't think that it will ever go down. I believe that it will increase always. And that's the way I hope, and that's the way I feel it should be. And people say, oh, the television has taken place of the books. But they have not. If people are interested in their children, reading is the best way in the world to teach them any kind of thing they'll learn in school.
That's good to hear from someone who's observed them for a long time. You feel children are reading as much now as they have in the past?
Well, I think this summer we've had a terrible change in the meeting, and I think in the reading. And I think that's from a lot of the mothers getting interested and coming to the programs that they have given for children. So I do think that has increased, and each time they come, your circulation increases right there at the library. And the children are thrilled to death with it. They all want to take books home. They don't always get to, but they want to.
Do you recall about what percentage of your total circulation came from the use of the bookmobile over the years?
Well, not quite up to the library circulation, but not far below. I don't know the bookmobile circulation exactly. I don't remember that because I didn't have to keep account of it.
But it's been very significant in
your
overall.
Oh yes, it certainly has been, and I think that we have a good bookmobile driver, or she wouldn't be with us for 20 years.
Do you feel that there are kind of special requirements for a bookmobile librarian? Can you talk about the difference in the role of a bookmobile librarian and those who stay in one spot all the time?
Well, our bookmobile librarian should know because she does both. She drives the bookmobile 3 days a week or 4 days a week, and then she's in the library 1 day a week, so she has experience with both. And she has to know her clientele and know that those same people look at for her to come back. And I've had them come in the library, and that makes me know how much they think about her. And they call if for some reason she's not able to make that stop that very time she should be and want to know all about why. So I'm sure they're still just interested as they can be.
Bookmobile librarians have the opportunity to develop many one-to-one relationships as they travel around the country, don't they?
Oh, I'm sure they do, and they're bound to. And I think you maybe easier than the person who's in the library, although you get a lot of relationships through everybody in the library, and I really miss that as much as anything. But still, I know that the bookmobile driver would bound to meet with people. I know that a lot of them have said, oh, they invited me in for coffee, or they've had me in for so-and-so, and I think that's a good way to know that they've enjoyed having them come.
Have you any other memories of the very early days of bookmobile and when the idea was being considered? I know you know many of the people who were involved in the beginning of the concept itself. Have you any comments or remember any of the special people or things that happened in the beginning of the bookmobile concept?
No, I can't say that I really do, although I know that we never thought of anything but having a bookmobile. And of course, we were one of the very first to have them, as well as I remember. And I'm sure there were a few in the state before the time that they were given at the fair, but quite a number were there at that time. And we just kept up with them always. And when we tried to pass our first tax, they let us have a brand new bookmobile from the state. Came out filled with pretty new books. And we lost, so we had to get that all together in a hurry and get it back to the state. Well, we were pretty discouraged at the time, but we tried and got a tax finally, and so we got a new bookmobile.
How did you support the bookmobile librarian on that first one before you had a tax? From your regular library budget?
Yes, just from regular library budget, and the budget was tight, and neither one of us, the librarian nor the bookmobile librarian, got very much money at the time. I think we were one of the very least paid as far as that goes.
Do you happen to remember what your payroll was at that time, or do you wish to divulge that?
Well, I don't know what the payroll was, but I know when I first started working at $75 a month, And I don't know, the bookmobile at that time didn't work as many days as it is working now. So she was paid very little, I think about $5 a day whenever she was at work. And today that sounds terrible. And we don't pay now what a lot of the libraries do, I'm sure, but we do have passed our second tax and do have money, it seems to me, that we've never had before.
How many days a week was the bookmobile on the road when you first got it?
I guess 3 days a week, 2 days a week, I believe it was.
And now you've doubled that, right?
Yes, absolutely, we've doubled it too. But the time, I don't think, has changed. I mean, the time that she spends on the road.
And you do operate year-round.
That's true. And at one time, I think we shared with another county. Well, they wanted us to, I know, but I don't believe that we felt that would be a very good idea. So we, for a long while, the Woman's Club paid for the gasoline, as well as I can remember, it was given for the bookmobile driving. She's been very, very fortunate. She's never been out a great deal of expense for the library, and I think a lot of our like taxi license and things of that kind have been paid for through the state.
We're going to have to turn our tape and complete our conversation on the other side. Now, you received your first bookmobile on that memorable day in 1954. Tell me anything you remember about that very special day, and then tell me something about the different librarians who have been your bookmobile librarian since that time.
In 54, I had only been with the library about a year, and of course we were anxious for a bookmobile, because a lot of the libraries felt that same way. And we met in, after we'd had this workshop in
Berea,
it made us more conscious of a bookmobile. So we went to work and found a lady here in Orrington that would take the bookmobile. Her name was Chloe Samford, S-A-M-F-O-R-D. And so we got up real early one morning when we were notified that we're going to get our bookmobile. Ours was to be given to us through Philip Morris. So Chloe was almost afraid to attempt to drive from Louisville by herself. So her husband went with her to help get the bookmobile back to Orrington. Well, we, as a crowd, there were five of us who went, and we waited and waited all day up on those hot seats for the bookmobiles to be presented. Well, finally, along in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock, I would say, we got our bookmobile. And then getting out of the lot, getting home, meant a good deal. We came back by the way of Anchorage, and we were all so hot and tired and hungry, we just couldn't hardly wait to get into a drugstore there, and everybody had a banana split. Today I think of that very time and how much we enjoyed that for our home. And then since then, well, we have had four other bookmobile drivers. And the first after Chloe was Sue Kamuk. She was always a person who was very interested in the library. I think she just lived there herself. She read all kinds of books all the time. And she drove for a while and then became a board member. And so we got Jackie Allnut a young girl around here in town. At that time, she was not. I'm not sure whether she was already married, possibly at that time. And now lives in Florida. She was very good, and we enjoyed her. I hadn't seen her for a long while until this summer, and I hardly even knew her. Then we were without a bookmobile again because she was moving to Florida. And so we were without a bookmobile driver, So Sue Kamek offered to take it over again until we could find someone who would drive for us. Now we got Edna Perkins, and she proved to be a good driver, but she got much better job, much better paying place, so she left, and Ruby Frazier took it, and she is with the bookmobile today and has been a wonderful driver and has been with them about 21 years, so I don't think they can beat her record in the state.
That's quite a record. Do you have a person on the staff who is trained as a substitute driver in case Ruby is ill or can't go for some reason?
No, we've never had a substitute driver, and we've never really needed one, but we should be prepared. I will agree we may someday need one, you just never know. But I don't know who would take over when anything has happened that she needed to be off. We just haven't driven for that one day, and that's been very few times.
Well, as active as you seem to be in the community and around the library, they just may call on you someday to take it out.
Well, that would be a joke. That would be bad.
Are there any other things that you recall from your many years as a librarian and your affiliation with bookmobiles that you would like to tell us?
Well, I have ridden on bookmobiles. Not too many places or for too long a time, but we have gone to schools together and have enjoyed that very much. And meeting all the children and the teachers and whoever happened to be there, and we've had several days of that kind that were very, very interesting. And then I can't remember exactly who the bookmobile driver was at the time. We were given quite a number of books, and we went and collected those after a death in a family. And we were there for, a day, I'd say, getting those books together, and there were a lot of them that were very, very nice collection that were given us. We've had collections of books given to the library, but we had such a small place to keep them that we just didn't have them in any place now, at one place. We have a few of the books that came from the collections, but we haven't as a collection.
Your contribution to Owen County Library and to this community has meant a great deal. If you don't mind my asking, I'd like to know what are some of the special interests you have now as well as in the past, and what has kept you such a young 80-year-old?
That's a hard question to answer because I've enjoyed every bit of the work I've had with the library. I like people, and I like to enjoy meeting with them and seeing them and finding out what they're doing as well as what I'm doing. And then I like children. I've had people come in the library and say to me, "Oh, Miss Beverly, I don't see how you stand that. Why, all those children, they'd worry me to death." Well, that doesn't bother me in the least. I really love them and I like to see them come. And just everything about it has been very interesting. Of course, I didn't start with the library or what I was going to make out of it. I had never worked before, and I knew very little about when I went to college. You weren't supposed to work when you were finished, and so I knew very little about any working. And I worked for Very little, every month, $75. I don't imagine anybody could hardly buy a pair of shoes today for that. And about the time that I was ready to retire, I was making pretty good salary. Now, that's gone. And, for one thing, we had no retirement in the library, which I think is a very, very poor thing. I fought it for years, but I've never won. By the time that I could even get a little of it, why, I'd had to pay so much, I didn't think I could live a year or two longer, but it looks like to me I was going to be able to enjoy it. I've been here too long now. But I still enjoy everything that goes along, and I enjoy what few things I do these days. Play cards any chance I get. Go to all little gatherings that happen along the way, and belong to a little club that I've enjoyed so much. So as long as I'm able, and they're able to put up with me, I'm going to be there.
You're very active with the Historical Association, right?
Yes, when the Historical Society came to town or begun to talk about itself, I thought, gee, I can't belong to that. I'm doing too much now. Well, of course, it was in the library, so I felt that that was my duty to be a member. And I became a member, and I have never regretted a minute of it. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and especially I've enjoyed the two people who have been head of the society. One of the women is not, Mrs. Green, is not living today. She was really one of the starters of it. But Pat Walcott, a foreigner to our town, came from Northern Kentucky, has been very active in the society, and I have enjoyed knowing she and her husband and mother. So it's been a good combination to be with. We're together every month. I can't say we see each other too often anymore, except for then, because I'm not in the library.
Tell me about your paperweight collection.
Oh, that's another thing. I had two bookcases full. Well, one happened to have a lot of shelves in it and insulators, which were in the back room. And after we moved to the new library, I doubt if many people knew I had those. But in the other front of the library, I had a bookcase just filled, I think, 130 maybe book molds in my collection of paperweights. All kinds, and whenever anybody would go out of town, why, that's the thing they'd bring me. And I appreciated each one and saved all of them. Today, they're down home, but I don't have that kind of a place to keep them. And I have given some away to friends and to my granddaughter and anybody who wanted them. And I've had people come from Canada to visit the library and have sent me paperweights. All around, all different states, I've had them come and bring them to me, and I do appreciate them. It's not the value of the paperweight, it's just who gives them to you.
You're a lady with many interests, and it certainly has been interesting talking to you. I'm sure that one reason there is a Frances Beverly Room at Owen County Public Library is in appreciation for all you've given to this community and to the libraries of Kentucky. Thank you so much for meeting with us today and contributing to this oral history tape of the history of libraries and the bookmobile in Kentucky.
Thank you.